It may be an overstatement to proclaim that a herd of cattle helped thaw the Cold War. However, a visit to the Eisenhower farm was a way for the president to size up world leaders and better accomplish the global tasks at hand. We take a look back at a visit by the leader, the Soviet Union, on this edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
In September 1959, Nikita Khrushchev visited the United States for 13 days. Part of that time was spent in negotiations with President Eisenhower.
Eisenhower and Khrushchev and everybody were down at Camp David for talks to try to resolve the Berlin Ultimatum and some other issues, disarmament and whatnot.
But Carol Hegeman at the Eisenhower National Historic Site explains those talks were not going well.
So Eisenhower felt he should get the Soviet premier separated and away so that just the two of them could talk. And he suggested a trip here to the farm.
Once at Eisenhower's Gettysburg farm, they had time to relax and see the operation.
He took everybody to the cattle barns. He liked to show off his Angus cattle, and that was all part of this process of getting everybody to relax as well, because it certainly is a non-threatening atmosphere to be in as you're strolling along and discussing farming. And it was something that Khrushchev knew a fair amount about.
Eisenhower and Louis Strauss, head of the Atomic Energy Commission and a fellow Angus breeder, gave Khrushchev three heifers from their herds as a gift.
The herdsman, Bob Hartley, remarked that of all the world leaders that he talked to in the show barn, Khrushchev was really the most knowledgeable on agriculture, and he asked some really good questions.
After Khrushchev's visit, the Berlin Ultimatum was rescinded, and there was a slight thaw in the Cold War, perhaps in small part to the diplomacy that took place on a visit to the farm. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.